Hello, and welcome to this episode of Football is Life.
And sometime death.
I'm Niffer.
And I am not the happiest human being in the world that named Andy.
That is true. This episode, we really are embracing the football is death part of our name. So thanks for being on this journey. Sorry we took a couple weeks off, but we've been playing like hot, stinky garbage. We're gonna get through these games that we haven't talked about, and then we're gonna talk about the future. And I've chosen to be optimistic, Andy less so.
I choose to be the feeling the dumpster fire floating on the raining flood inside the hurricane. Yes, that's me.
That's funny.
So we're gonna cover today the games between Miami, Tigres, the two games, Minnesota and Atlanta game last weekend, which all were really dumpster fire.
Yeah, we did quickly, do well in any of those.
Yeah, quickly, Miami game was simply the theme. We have a very bad defense that didn't make any sense, and we have issues with our team in the backfield.
That is true. I will say Miami looks good this season. It wasn't like an especially good game against us. Like, they are going to be dominant. I sort of feel like everybody else in the East is playing for second place, and I'm comfortable with that. But I would like us to be playing for second place instead of for 14th place, which is what we're playing for now.
Yes, I agree. My only comment that we need Oscar to simply decide his vision on how we playing. It was very interesting that we playing in a very fast forward with two wingers who more in the attack side in rather than the defense side, which open up our back line, which lead to the situation that we open up in the end of the game. Mm-hmm. Then in the end, we conceded two goals back-to-back, really, in a very fast fashion, to be honest.
Yeah.
Which make the team more eager to go forward, which open up our bag more. But
we still couldn't score.
That will take us to the next two games. Because this is a part of... Because it's a part of the theme that
it's the same problem.
So the same problem that happened also in Tigres. When we play Tigres here, we barked the bus in the back, and we didn't do the flow of the goals forward to our forward, which is Royal. But by the way, Morial is really a good player. It's a great player, and I'm gonna get to that more in Atlanta game. Because that's the format that I would love for us to play. But we will get back in a second to that. So I think what happened in that game that we have in the midfield, people who are not playing well, and Laureata is great, but I don't know why he's not doing the connection between the front and the back, which is something... that's where my worry is coming from. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with our mid and back of the field.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on either. I just feel like there's some big connection pieces that are missing. I think you saw that definitely in the Miami and the Minnesota games. Mm-hmm.
Tigres here is, as you said, it's a very boring game.
We just parked the bus. Yeah.
Parked the bus. We didn't do anything. We were happy with 0-0. We said, yeah, we're going to do better over there with the hopes from last year when we tied there.
Yeah.
And honestly, when we went there, let's finish Tigres, both games.
Yeah, sure.
When we went there, I felt the first 30 minutes before they scored that weird goal they scored that Galassi should save. That we were playing for penalties, honestly.
It did feel like that. It was very strange. I think because parking the bus worked when we were here, that they were just trying to do that. But I just think that that's like, in the entire 10-year history of the Orlando City MLS team, every time we try to play that way, it bites us. We end up losing usually in the last minutes, but it's like, it's just not an effective strategy. We don't have the right personnel to really execute that. And Galese, excuse me, for as much as I like really like him, have really liked him, he's been so good in the past. Something is off this year. There is definitely like a step. He's missing a step. He's like not making the right choices. Mm-hmm. He doesn't trust the back line. So he's not playing his position because he's trying to play their positions. You know what I mean?
And I agree with you. That was your analysis 100% because you can see him. Even his reaction is very slow and delayed. And the goal, for example, in Atlanta game, the first goal was completely, he can save it, and he didn't. Mm-hmm. But then he had a heroic highlight save that everybody in the U.S. football life is literally talking about. So I don't understand.
But you can't be hot and cold if you're a goalkeeper. Like, that's not if you're a striker, you can have good moments and bad moments, I guess. Although we can talk about some of the sitters that got missed in the Minnesota game. Like, the Minnesota game was crazy because there were 1,000 goals that should have been. They were so obvious. And it was like, we missed so many like AYSO youth soccer goals. Like, it was weird.
Minnesota game, it was like, for us, we have no problem with that. But for us, for me and you, Manchester Liverpool game on the same day, on Sunday. Liverpool is playing very well and playing very good, and they are trying to score goals and nobody is finishing. And in the last minute, in the second extra time, they score and they win and Liverpool is out. So the same thing happened in Minnesota game. It's the same thing. In the beginning, we were very hot. We scored a goal as actually the fastest goal in the history of Orlando City. It was 18 seconds, literally 18 seconds. And actually, this has beat another goal that we scored last year. Duncan scored it. So we have the offense that can score. However, we got conceded immediately, which was pretty much on goal, as we said. Mm-hmm. And this is make it. And by the way, Pookie is a really, really, really a good striker. He was good when he would play with Norwich City in English Premier League. He was actually on my fantasy team. So I know him and how he good. But you can see our defense is playing not sticky defense, which is what we've been talking about, that they are not playing defense very well by sitting. And I think it's a problem with what the heck is Oscar's doing. Oscar been rotating the backfield like crazy. We didn't play one game, consecutive game with the same four backfield, which is a big problem because this is
how we started last season. We were having this conversation a year ago where we were saying,
yes,
we really need to find some consistency in the back line. Da, 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 da. When Antonio Carlos was out, like all those things, it kept being, when you don't have a consistent back line, it creates problems for the team.
Because you don't know the harmony between your backfield to know what need to be done is not happening. Some people go forward. So if, for example, Schlegel and Jensen playing, who is going to go forward and who is going to be backward? Because we're playing on a very flat line. So this is another thing. Then he remembered that he has Kyle Smith who can play well. But Kyle is playing in a very odd situation. Let me go to that in Atlanta game because that was another big question mark. So Minnesota game, we got conceded. We have a goal. And we were trying to score more and more, especially in the second half. In the second half, it was looking like we're going to win. And we are the one who going to lose the game. Mm-hmm. Then they in the last minute in the goal in the game, Cartagena scored a goal, and I said, yay, finally we're gonna get a point. Mm-hmm. No, our defense is so bad that a ball out of nowhere, boom, boom, and a goal, and they score, and literally in the same minute we scored.
I know. So it's bad. It's like we score a goal and then we forget that we have to play again. Like they need a minute, and it's like this isn't how this works. So
yep.
I'm not happy with the way that Minnesota game went, because it was like we should have that game should have been like 7-4 and we should have won. Like it was just a crazy game. And then at the end, I'm sorry, I've got a little something. Cartagena and the other guy got a red card for fighting. I mean, it was like at the end of the game, I thought there was going to be like fist fight. Like it was crazy. It got very chippy, got very physical. And that's the kind of stuff where I feel like Janssen as the captain needs to, he's pouring gas on the fire because that's who he is as a player.
Mm-hmm.
And we need somebody in those moments who's going to keep things level. And that's not Janssen.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think Janssen is a great game day captain. He's a great
locker room guy.
Training,
yeah,
but field.
But that's a different thing than wearing the captain's armband.
I don't understand what's happening in this team. I think in the next game is going to be challenging too, because we have a lot of our players, main players, they're going to be on the international duty. So you have.
But I'm kind of glad to see what's going to happen with Galese out. I wish Torres was going to be here. And then who else do we have out?
We have Berklo is out from our defense.
Okay. Well, he has hardly played, so.
And he's good. And this is my problem.
When he's on the field, we don't concede as many goals. So I don't know why Poppy is not playing anymore.
Except the Atlanta game, he was on the field when we had the two goals. But this
is
the problem
that's
true.
I'm thinking about earlier.
No, but this is exactly, I'm going to get to that in a second when we talk about Atlanta game, because that's another question mark. But you have him out, you have Berklo out, we have Galassi out, we have Maguire out, we have Facundo Torres out, we have Holiday out, and we have Abidi Slim out too.
Who? Oh.
Guy who came in the second half.
Yeah.
Slim. He played for Somalia, so he's out too. So it's...
Man,
or
that's a lot
Shukr
of people
Muhammad,
out.
One of them, one of our two newbies is out. So we have a lot of outs. And we have a problem because now we're going to play Schlegel and Janssen again in the back, because that's your option. Oh, and I forgot also Cartagena's out. Because he's with Galassi. So it's going to be very, 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 very tight for us on who's playing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Which will take me to what happened on Sunday this week when we lost to Atlanta 2-0. It's weird because that game, I love the front. I think having Morial and Maguire on the front is a great way to play.
I think that's going to be a good pairing if we can figure out how to give them service.
That's where the question mark that I didn't understand in the game. What the heck he playing Kyle Smith in the number six in the midfield? It didn't make any sense. If you want to do that, put Kyle Smith in the Dugar, because Dugar used to play midfield.
Yeah, Dugar is a much more natural midfielder than Kyle Smith. Kyle Smith's a winger.
Yes.
Honestly, I'd rather have Kyle Smith play center back than play in the midfield, right?
But Kyle Smith was disappeared. Santos on the other side was disappeared. I don't know what they were doing. And Dugar was going on the front very much that behind him, there was a highway.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand what's going on. And it's really not making... It's a very blunt. And it was very bad. To the point that Taylor Tolman was talking about it, that he doesn't understand why we are playing this way. The team looks good last year. What happened to Orlando City? Which is, between me and you, we know Taylor is not the biggest fan of Orlando City, so he Mm-mm. was talking highly of us and say he was expecting us to be the team to beat this year. Yeah, but we were not updating anything. And the other thing that doesn't make sense, the changes. So you have Flippy Martins in your bench. What the heck? Who play center midfield, defensive center midfield, and he didn't start him. Why? Yeah,
I just don't understand. I have so many questions. Okay, here's the larger question, okay? So we can talk mm-hmm. about the tactics of some of these games. The larger question is, what's going on with Poppy, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to make it through this season if we keep playing like this.
Yeah, I didn't understand what he's doing, and I didn't understand what he is, his substitution. So he substitute Facundo Torres in the 72nd minute of the second half after we concede the second goal. If you were playing to win the game, you should start from the second half. Are we back to old Oscar Pereira that he stuck to the 70th minute? And this is my comment since day one about Oscar, that I think he is playing too conservative to play in the league, and he worry about down the line where we are dropping points left and right. For example, last year we missed 21 point that would put us on the top of the league if we play the way we play the end of the game. Mm-hmm. And honestly, yeah. I have a worry that last year was just and some sort of, I don't know how to describe it more
like
than
a fluke?
It's a fluke. And that's it. And we're going to go
I
down.
I don't know.
But it doesn't
make
sense.
I think we have the team. I think we have a team that can do it. It's consistency on the pitch, and this international break is not going to help us, but that's okay. I also think that like he gets like really stuck. It's so funny because he's so inconsistent with some people, but then like he continues to start Rodrigo Schlegel. And I love Rodrigo Schlegel. He's like heart and soul, but like he's not the most tactical player. He's not. Like, I don't understand why he's starting. It doesn't make sense to me.
And I've been thinking it maybe because we are not seeing training and people who train better in the training squad. But somebody,
but what happens is, in the games has to matter. It can't just be what happens in training.
Yes, that's where I was going with the second piece. That is this mean that why are we playing Gleisi if this is the because don't convince me, don't come and tell me that Gleisi was all the mistakes of how he stands. For example, the first goal in Atlanta, it's a mistake in positioning himself in front of the goal. He was playing mm-hmm. too tight to the tight angle while he opened completely the other side of the goal, where if he moved one step to his right, he will block it. He didn't mm-hmm. do that. And this is where it doesn't make any sense why he's playing him over Mason, which is Mason at least change. We will see what Mason can do on Saturday. But come on. I think Poppy give a big leeway to people in
Some
Orlando
people.
City.
Some people, but not everybody.
Yes. I think he gave the leeway and grace while he, for example, I don't understand why he didn't play Facundo. So he didn't start Facundo in the last game, mm-hmm. which I think Facundo, if we play last game, Facundo and Laurieta, both of them underneath our two defense and then play our two striker and play mm-hmm. Felipe underneath them, I think this mm-hmm. is a good shape because you can rely on Santos and Thorhalsson to go to the front and back while you are expanding Flippy to the wings if we need it in the back. But we played a very weird way that you can see the players were, what's happening?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, so, fully. I'm with you. I agree with you.
It's going to be very tricky next game on Saturday. And we're playing Austin, which is historically a good team.
They've been in the league for 2 years, so historically, sure.
Yeah, but I'm talking about how they've been playing. So
yeah,
they've been beating big teams. So they beat LA Galaxy 3-1 a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they beat, they tied with Philadelphia and St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So, and honestly, the standing.
Wait, when did they play LA?
February 11th. I think it was the.
Oh, a friendly?
Friendly.
Yeah.
But it's impressive that they beat them 3-1. That's the point.
Yeah. No, they've had a lot of draws in the regular season. And, you know, I feel like we look worse than we actually are. I think right now.
We have 1 point. If we go back to Oscar mentality, which is we need to score points and we make more points by even tying. Excuse me, sir. We are have 1 point.
But we're just losing. We're just getting beat.
Yeah. And you said we won. We were focusing on the championship. Champions League Cup. We lost that.
We're done with that now.
We're done with that. So your option now to play better in MLS or wait until the Super League play in July, or hopefully you can make something in US Open. That's your option.
Well, but the thing we need to win is the MLS. That's what we need to be focused on.
Yes, because it matters the most. If we're going to talk about money, this
you
is where
you can't just focus on tournaments. That's dumb.
And this is where your money can come from if you're looking from a business perspective. And honestly,
and you can't win in the tournaments if you can't win in the regular season. It's just not. It's not how it
that's
works.
That's the regular season. So you should be able to achieve something, especially after what we did last season. We need to step forward, not going 13 steps back.
Yeah. Okay, well, I feel like we've sufficiently beat this dead horse. I'm looking forward to this weekend, to seeing us play against Austin at home. It's supposed to be nice weather. It's 90s night in the Interco Stadium, so I'm feeling really good about it.
I'm glad that you know how to say the name after they changed the stadium in the beginning of the season, and Interco. I'm still saying Exploria, Interco. And even my GPS is still saying Exploria, so.
Well, you got to train your AI better.
Oh, yeah. I will work on that.
Okay. Well, okay. Thanks for listening. Sorry that we're not feeling super optimistic, but I honestly feel like we are on the precipice of something that could be great.
I would say I hope so.
We need to turn it around. It's like if we don't turn it around in the next couple of games, like pretty sufficiently, the season is half over.
Over.
You know, like it just gets trashed super fast. This isn't basketball. You don't have 82 games.
And
it's not baseball. You don't have 147,000 games.
Yeah. And for us, it's going to be a little bit tricky because after next game, we have Red Bull. Then we have DC, Montreal, Toronto, which is getting better, Cincinnati, Columbus, Chicago, Charlotte, which is all the team that is now doing way better than us.
Well, everybody's going to do better than you when you're at the bottom of the table.
Yeah.
So we got to move ourselves back up.
We're better than New England.
Well, but the thing is, but if you just like with the talent on the field, we're better than a lot of those teams. It's just pulling it together.
Yeah. We have
have the pieces.
We concede 10 goals. That's not an acceptable number. We conceded 10 goals and we scored only 2 goals. So This is bad.
That's not a way to win. That won't help you win anything. Okay. Well, thanks for chatting, Andy. We'll talk again next week.
Yeah. And hopefully we have better news.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully we'll be bringing back a win, some exciting things happening, a crazy save from Mason. You know, we're for all these things.
Yes.
Okay. Well, until next time, go City.